We are up to Perek Yud, Chapter 10, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4. Continuing in this interesting conversation about if you end up having something in another domain, and you're in another domain, so what the halacha is. So let's see Mishnah Dalet now. Ziz Shalifnei Chalon. Let's say you have a ledge that's in front of a window, right? So you may have a window ledge that juts out from the window outside of the house. And the idea is that it's going to be jutting out of the house more than 10 tefachim above the ground of the public domain. So basically, the ledge is higher than 10 tefachim above the ground of the Rosh Hasharavim that it's jutting out into. So says the mission, that situation, Nostin alav notlin mimeno vashabbos. We, meaning the people who live in the house, are allowed to put objects on this ledge, and they could take the objects from this ledge on Shabbos. And says the Mishnah, another fascinating halacha. A person is allowed to stand in a Rosh HaYachid, and he can move objects in a Rosh HaSarabim, meaning, so let's say he's sitting in his house, and his house reaches out into the Rosh HaSarabim, so we can actually move something in the Rosh HaSarabim from place A to place B in the Rosh HaSarabim while he's standing in the Rosh HaSayachid. Rosh HaSarabim and Metatzel Rosh HaSayachid. And so too, if he's standing in the Rosh HaSarabim, he can move objects in the Rosh HaYachid. However, the it has to be that in the first case where he's standing in the Rosh HaYachid that he can't move objects in the Rosh HaSarabim. It's only mutter if he doesn't take them more than four amos. Because if you carry even in Rosh HaSarabim more than four amos, beyond four amos, that's going to be an issue. So it has to be less than four amos. But seemingly Rosh HaYachid, there is no limitation of exactly how much you can move, because there's no issue of moving things from place A to 20 amos to place B within the Rosh HaYachid. So again, Rosh HaRabim, if you're standing in the Rosh HaRabim, you can move anything as much as you want in the Rosh HaYachid, as long as you're not moving it into the Rosh HaRabim. And if you're standing in the Rosh HaYachid, you can move something only within the four amos range in the Rosh HaYachid. While you're sitting in the Shasarayachid, you can move something in the Shasarabim within a 4 Amma range. Okay, that was Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey, Lo Yamod Adam Bershasayachid Vyashtin Bershasarabim. Now, this is getting a little graphic, but the point is an important one. A person is not allowed to stand in a Shasayachid and urinate. Can't go to the bathroom into a Shasarabim because you're still transferring, even though you'll say, oh, what do you mean I'm transferring? I'm just expelling it from my body. No, you're transferring from the Rosh HaSayachid to the Rosh HaSarabim if you're going to be urinating from the Rosh HaSayachid into the Rosh HaSarabim. Rosh HaSarabim, Yashin, Rosh HaSayachid. And the same thing is too, if you're standing in the Rosh HaSarabim, you can't urinate into the Rosh enter the Rosh HaYachid, because that would be Hotzah. V'chein lo yarok, and similarly, okay, a little bit less graphic, spitting. You can't spit from one Rosh to another. Rabbi Huda says, "Af Misha Nislash Ruko Bifiv." When one has their saliva, it becomes like detached in their mouth. Meaning, you started already coming up with like a bit of like a spit wad in your mouth. So now it's collected in your mouth and it's ready to be spit out. In that situation, even before it leaves your body, Lo Yahalich Arba Amos Ad Sheyarok. He can't walk four amos in the Rosh HaSarabim until he spits it out. Because once it's ready to be spit out, it's as if it's not attached to the body. And then he's carrying it, so he can't carry it more than four amos in the Rishus HaRabim, even before he spits it out. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Hey. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Vav, but for now we'll stop right here.